On the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today as the Clippers and Louisville Bats go back at it here at Huntington Park. Clippers won yesterday in pretty dominating fashion. The final score was 5-0. The Clippers out-hit Louisville 9-4. The Bats never really had much in the way of a threat offensively. Tanner Tully was outstanding on the hill, went 6 scoreless innings, gave up all 4 of the hits by the Louisville Bats. Only struck out a pair, but again was just super efficient. Got a lot of soft contact after the first inning. Tully and the Clippers bullpen did the job. Anthony Castro on a rehab assignment walked a man, but got a double play in his innings worth of work. And Alex Young pitched a pair of innings for the Clippers, struck out 4 and allowed nothing. Now Ben Lively suffered the loss in the ballgame, dropping to 0-3 on the season. But he ran through the Clippers in the early innings. He gave up a leadoff home run to Will Benson. That would turn out to be all the Clippers would need. But then Lively struck out 8 of the next 9 batters. In fact, struck out 3 in the first inning, but had to get 4 outs because of a wild pitch. And that wild pitch on strike 3 may be costly for the Columbus Clippers. Daniel Johnson struck out, but on the wild pitch went racing up the first baseline, beat out the throw, but came up lame after hitting the first base bag. He came out of the game. He's still on the Clippers roster being evaluated, but hopefully that won't be a long-term thing because DJ was really starting to swing the bat well. Speaking of injury news, injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. The Clippers get a couple of guys added to the roster today. One of them was with the Clippers earlier in the season. Chris Roller hurt himself on opening day, sliding into second base. He injured a hamstring. He's back on the roster today. And the number one prospect for the Cleveland Guardians, Tyler Freeman, will also be in the lineup today, activated for the first time this year. He'll be batting and playing second for the Columbus Clippers. It's game 4 of the series. The Clippers can earn at least a split if they come out on top against the Louisville Bats. Luis Castillo will start for Louisville. Peyton Battenfield for the Clippers. Starting lineups and first pitch coming your way. Columbus Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
At Huntington Park, the Columbus Clippers getting ready to take on the Louisville Bats. It's an overcast day here in the Arena District. 66 degrees will be our game time temperature under cloudy skies with winds coming out of the east at about 8 miles per hour. So not much of a factor today for the game time conditions, which are presented by the Ohio Lottery. Be at Huntington Park for next fantastic Friday on May 27th. You could be a winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Time for the starting lineups, but first, here comes the pitch, and it is fouled back, and that is quickly 0-2 as Peyton Battenfield waits for no man. We are underway 2 minutes early, and so the starting lineups will be given after the game has begun. Battenfield, the right-hander, goes to work and gets a swing and a foul ball from Lorenzo Cedrola, the leadoff man and left fielder for the Louisville Bats. DH Ronnie Dawson will bat second, and second baseman Alejo Lopez will bat third. Alan Cordoba cleans up at first base. Christian Santana, the five-hitter, is at the hot corner. Next pitch hit on the ground right side, past the diving first baseman David Fry, and that will be a base hit to start the ball game for Louisville. And we're still not at our official game time of 6:15. Rest of the bats batting order, six-hitter Trey Ambergy in right, bottom third will be Taylor Motter at short, catcher Chris Oakey, and TJ Friedel in center field. Starting lineups presented by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians future is here on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout and save $10 on a yearly subscription. MILB.TV, that's where to do it. Ronnie Dawson takes a called strike, 0-1. Battenfield works quickly. And he has had some very efficient starts this year. Middle infield and double play position. Clippers and the home whites on this Friday night as Dawson takes high for a 1-1 count. Battenfield has made four starts for the Clippers. One win, one loss, a 2.70 earned run average. Holds the belt, peeks to first. Here comes the pitch, breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Lavastida. Last time out against Indianapolis, went 5 1/3, 85 pitches. Gave up two runs on five hits. He's allowed no more than three runs in an outing so far. Lost his first start. 2-1 pitch, no, throw to first. That was against Lehigh Valley. He didn't pitch poorly, gave up three runs on six hits. But the Clippers had no offense that day, losing 6-1. He went 4 2/3, 85 pitches. Next time out, went six innings on only 58 pitches, blanking Syracuse on two hits through his six innings of work. Got the win that day. Since then, a pair of no decisions. Pitched twice against Syracuse, once against Indy, now against the Louisville Bats. Runner goes, here's the 2-1 pitch, and it pops in and out of the glove of Lavastida. So Cedrola has second, and Dawson has a 3-1 count. Ronnie Dawson, the Columbus native, has hit 308 for the series. Only one extra base hit. One run scored, none batted in. On the season, hitting 291 with three home runs. Here he takes ball four, high and away. So they're at first and second for Aleo Lopez, the second baseman. Battenfield acquired via trade from Tampa Bay. Midseason deal last year. The trade deadline, they got him for Jordan Luplo and DJ Johnson, the left-handed reliever, not the outfielder. Battenfield goes to work and misses down and in for ball one. Well, he was throwing nothing but strikes to Cedrola. But after that base hit, he has thrown only one in the strike zone. Time called now, and Brian Lavastida heads out to the mound, and the Clipper shortstop, Mitch Tolman, comes in from his position as well to get in on the conversation. Here's the Clippers batting order. Well, we've got a moment here. Will Benson is in center field. Tyler Freeman at second base, making his AAA debut. Brian Lavastida, the catcher, bats third. Oscar Gonzalez cleans up at right. Jose Fermin will be at third base batting fifth. Mitch Tolman, the shortstop, sixth. David Fry, seventh at first. Gavin Collins is the DH batting eighth. Jonathan Eggleman at the bottom of the order in left field. Battenfield ready. Delivers, and it's swung on, fouled on the first base side. Evens the count at 1-1. Another overcast day. We've had a lot of that over the course of this homestand. Battenfield ready. He deals. He misses outside, 2-1. Well, you know, Louisville would love to put up a big crooked number here early. They've had leads in this series, but I think their max lead is two. Swinging another foul ball, 2-2. Yesterday it was all Clippers from the jump. Will Benson had a first inning home run, and the Clippers led throughout from that moment on. But that was a vast departure from what we have seen recently. The last four games prior to yesterday saw 20 lead changes. Here comes the 2-2. And it's hit on the ground towards second base. Freeman's got it. Goes to the shortstop for one. The relay to first will not be made. Tolman held on. That was a wise decision. He wasn't going to get the runner at first because it was a slow-developing ground ball. So what Tolman decided to do instead was look to third base to see if Lorenzo Cedrola was going to get a little bit greedy and round the bag. He did not. So the fielder's choice goes 4-6. That puts him on the corners for Alan Cordoba. Cordoba with two hits and three runs batted in the series, batting .212 on the season. A double play ball is what Battenfield needs here. Not going to get it there. He gets a swing and a miss at a 91-mile-per-hour fastball for strike one. Cordoba, the Panamanian first baseman, awaits the 0-1 pitch. Battenfield delivers. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Strikeout would do the nice job. Now comes the 0-2. Up and in. Tried to get him to chase a high one again, but Cordoba too wise for that. One ball and two strikes are count. Fastball came in at 92. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. Crowd filing in on this Friday night. Next offering lifted high in the air down the right field line, but foul and out of play. The count stays 1-2. Christian Santana in the on-deck circle. Battenfield from the belt, peeks to third. Now drives to the plate. Here's a pop-up. Left side, a long run for all defenders. Tolman into foul territory. Fermin as well. They can't. Now they do finally communicate. And Fermin will make the catch. They seem to be like a couple of basketball players boxing out for a rebound. Momentarily trying to jockey for position, but ultimately Fermin made the catch, and that is out number two. Clippers fortunate there. So that's a good quiet out for Battenfield. Keeps the runners on the corners, but now he's got to deal with Christian Santana. And a breaking ball is inside for ball one. Santana only two hits in the series, but they've been big ones. He's got a double and a homer, four runs batted in. Right-handed batter out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Swings, it's a line drive, base hit into left field. That will score Cedrola, and Louisville has a 1-0 lead. Lopez stays at second base, and Trey Ambergy to the plate. Louisville scored first in each of the first two games of the series. They lost game one. Won a back-and-forth game two. So still two on. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike to Trey Ambergy. Ambergy 3-for-9 in the series, batting 250 on the year, three homers and five runs batted in. Battenfield from the third base side of the slab, checks the runner at second base. Now delivers, another ball hit hard to left field. And this one is going to be caught. Boy, I wasn't sure that Jonathan Engelman was going to get there or not. The route he took made him leap at the end, but he got there to make the catch. And so that will keep the runs to a minimum for the Bats here in the first inning. They get one on two hits. They leave a pair. And after a half, it's the Bats one, the Clippers coming up.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Clippers coming up in the bottom half of the first inning, and Luis Castillo on a rehab assignment will make his AAA debut. Will Benson had a solo home run to start the game yesterday. He'll lead things off again. Castillo had some right shoulder soreness in spring training, and they shut him down on March 22nd. He's thrown some bullpens, had some live BP, and has made one rehab start for Dayton against West Michigan back on the 24th. He went 2 3 innings, gave up a run on 2 hits, and struck out 4 batters through 48 pitches. So if he was scheduled to go 50, he'll probably go 65-ish today. First pitch to Benson, a strike, the next coming. And it is swung on and missed. Went after the fastball at 94 miles per hour, and Benson could not find it. Castillo has been the Reds' best starter over the past handful of years, made his major league debut in 2017 after being acquired from Miami. Next pitch, off speed, swung on and missed. He does away with Will Benson. Well, here's Tyler Freeman, top prospect from the position player group, according to Baseball America and the Cleveland Guardians organization. Steele rocks and fires and missed the outside corner with a fastball. So both of these guys in their AAA debut, making that debut a little bit differently. Freeman swings and fouls one away. It's a 1-1 count. Castillo, 29 years of age, 6'2", 200-pounder. Since he joined the Reds' rotation in 2017, leads Cincinnati in wins, innings, and strikeouts. Here's his 1-1. And it is off speed, away, 2 balls and a strike. Freeman, known for his hit tool. Career 319 hitter. Swings and grounds this one left side. Scooped up by Santana, the third baseman. The throw to first is terrible. It goes in and out of the Clippers dugout. And Freeman will take second base. That should be a straight two-base error. And Santana just airmailed the throw. It went off the back wall of the Clippers dugout and shot right back out to the infield. Alan Cordoba did everything he could to try and save that one, but way out of his reach. So it doesn't count as a hit. But Tyler Freeman reaches base. Castillo now works for the base runner. Throws a breaking pitch in for a called strike to Brian Lavastida, 0-1. Freeman leads away from second base, representing the tying run, 1-0 Louisville. They put together a few hits in the first inning to score one. Lavastida takes outside. Castillo faced the Guardians twice last year and helped Cleveland to win the Ohio Cup because he pitched poorly both times. 1-1. That's in for a called strike. His first start against the Guardians came on May the 8th. Gave up 6 runs over 4 innings worth of work, couple of walks, couple of strikeouts. Cleveland won that game, and they also beat Cincinnati on August the 9th. Castillo gave up 8 runs on 7 hits and 3 1/3 before he got chased. Lavastida with a late swing and a 94-mile-per-hour fastball up out of the zone goes down on strikes. 2 Ks for Castillo. And that'll bring up Oscar Gonzalez. Well, International League pitchers are not challenging Gonzalez much with fastballs. We'll see if Castillo comes right at him here. Good test for Oscar. He's had a good season so far at the plate. 300 batting average, 5 homers, 15 runs batted in. Castillo delivers. First pitch swinging, hard hit ground ball. In and out of the glove of Santana, the diving third baseman. That'll be a base hit. stays on the infield. Freeman stays at third base. Brings up Jose Fermin. Runners on the corners for Columbus. We'll see if they can cash in here against Castillo and even this ball game or better. First pitch in the dirt, smothered by Chris Oakey. That saves a run. Fermin batting .262 on the year. He's got four homers and 12 runs batted in. OPS of an even 900. He's shown surprising power, very good plate discipline as well. He's walked 12 times to go along with his 16 hits. Another pitch well outside. 2-0 to the Clippers' third baseman. Fermin has also shown speed with four stolen bases. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. Soft speed. Fermin was out in front. Slightly open stance in the right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. And that off-speed is at the knees for a called strike. So it's 2-2 with two outs and two aboard here. Clippers batting in the first inning down 1-0. Steele gets his sign. And deals. Swung on, fouled away, went to the heater that time, 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Green was able to get a piece. He stays alive. Fermin likes the fastball. Heater anywhere near the strike zone, he is going after it. Here's the 2-2. Hit in the air to left field. Cedrola over and makes the catch in the gap for out number three. Clippers get a hit. Bats commit an error, but no runs score. So after an inning at Huntington Park, it's Louisville 1, Columbus nothing.
It was a great weekend for spring planting and savings on your favorite plants at Strader's Garden Centers. And this weekend, you'll save as well. Strader's is the best place for the best selections for your garden. Take 25% off all pansies and violas. And that includes flats, six-packs, bowls, ovals, and market baskets. Save on Strader's 50 varieties of hanging baskets for sun or shade. See Strader's huge selection of flowering tropical plants, water plants, and water gardens. Strader's has pottery, wind chimes, bird baths, hummingbird feeders, and nectar, and more. And raised garden beds on sale for just $69.99. There's a lot more spring specials on Strader's website at Strader's.net. There are six Strader's locations, one in Powell, Grandview, Blacklick, Grove City, Riverside, and Galloway. You can't buy better, so come to Strader's Garden Center.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
A lot of traffic in the first inning, but only one run scored. It belongs to the Louisville Bats. And they are back to the plate here in the second with the bottom third due up. Taylor Motter, the shortstop. Chris Oakey, the catcher. T.J. Friedel, the center fielder. Batten Field goes to work and misses low and away for ball one. Game four of this six-game series. Bats trying to tie it. Clippers trying to guarantee themselves at least a split. Batten Field misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Columbus has not lost a series yet this year. Modern takes high. Clippers have swept one and split two. 3-0 pitch is right down Main Street for a called strike. Louisville hasn't won a series this year. They've lost two and split one. 3-1 pitch, smack foul down the left field line, 3-2. Ottawa's out early on the fastball from Battenfield. Comes the full count delivery. And he walked him high and away. Louisville started the year against the St. Paul Saints at Slugger Field and lost 5 out of 6. They then went to Omaha and dropped 4 out of 6. Back home against Iowa, they split that series to run the record to 4-8. And they're 1-2 so far against Columbus here at Huntington Park. First pitch, fastball, strike called at the very top of the zone to Chris Oakey, the catcher. Oakey batting 129 on the year. 0-2 so far in the series. Next pitch, at the bottom of the zone for a called strike, fastball at 92. Battenfield did not pitch for the Clippers in 2021, but he did pitch for Akron. It's a ground ball to the shortstop. Could be two. 6-4, 4-3 in time for the twin kill. Nicely turned. Tolman, Freeman. Freeman, Fry. Base is empty. Brings up the nine hitter, TJ Friedel. Battenfield began the year with the Bowling Green Hot Rods, and he was 1-0 in six starts. Only twice did he go long enough to qualify for a win, but he had good starts, really, in all but one outing. Here's the 0-1 off the outside corner. Against Asheville, last year on May the 28th, he allowed 5 runs on 6 hits and 4 2/3. 3 of the runs were earned. But outside of that, he gave up only 2 runs over his other 5 starts total. Not each day. It was a pop-up, shallow left field. Coming on, Engelman going out the shortstop. It'll be Tolman to make the catch for out number 3. Leadoff walk does nothing for Louisville. Battenfield gets a double play and a soft pop-out. And we go to the bottom of the second. Clippers trailing 1-0. Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Tolman to lead things off for the Columbus Clippers. 6, 7, and 8 due up. It's a 1-0 Louisville lead.
Cats have scored first in three of the four games of this series, but they have only one win to show for it. Luis Castillo back to the hill. Castillo originally signed by the San Francisco Giants back in 2011. And he took a long and winding road to the major leagues. With the Giants until after the 2014 season. Deals a called strike to Mitch Tolman, 0-1. Traded by the Giants to the Marlins for Casey McGee. And the pitch is inside. No, it grazed the bat of Tolman. Home plate umpire says so. So that's a foul ball. Tolman didn't even check swing. Down the count 0-2. Here comes the whine and the pitch. And he swings and hits it out towards second base. Aleo Lopez has it. Throws him out. One down. So Castillo was with the Marlins. And then on July 29, 2016, he was part of a trade that involved current Guardian Josh Naylor. Josh Naylor was sent to the Padres, but there was a problem in the trade. Colin Ray, who was part of that trade, was injured, didn't pass his physical. And so the Marlins and Padres reworked the deal. And Castillo went back to the Marlins. And then was traded January of 2017 to Cincinnati for Dan Straley. In that 2017 season, he started in Double-A for Pensacola. 1-1 pitch, swung on, missed a ball and two to David Fry. That year for the Blue Wahoos, in 14 starts, he was 4-4 with a .258 earned run average. Got promoted to the major leagues, made 15 starts for Cincinnati, had a good ERA and a bad record. 1-2 pitch, swung on, missed strike three. Fry is victim number three of Castillo today. Castillo went just 3-7 for the Reds in 2017, but had a .312 earned run average. Struck out 98 batters in 89 innings, and that was the beginning of his Reds tenure that saw him go 10-12 in 2018, 15-8 in 2019, just 4-6 in the shortened 2020 season. Last year, led the league with 16 losses. He was 8-16, but again, a sub-4 ERA. First pitch swinging, Gavin Collins skies it to right. Two defenders come together. And who makes the catch? T.J. Friedel. Looks like he holds on for out number three. That'll do it for the Clippers here in the second. They trail 1-0 as we go to the third at Huntington Park.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Looking for an excellent career in the home service plumbing trade?
My name is Luke, and I'm an eco-plumber. I actually got into the trades about 6 or 7 years ago. I am financially secure in my life, and I'm able to provide for my family.
Join this Columbus CEO top workplace at ecoplumbers.com.
Top of the order due up for the Louisville Bats in the top of the third inning. Louisville scored a run on two hits in the first inning. Clippers have been blanked over two frames by Luis Castillo. Lorenzo Cedrola singled to start the ball game, stole second, came around to score. He digs into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch to him is swung on, fouled straight back. It's 0-1. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. A change of speeds had him out in front. And it's 0-2. Bottom five in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Lehigh Valley with a 6-3 lead against the Rail Riders. Battenfield delivers. There's a high fly ball hit deep to center field. Benson back at the warning track. He'll make the catch for out number one. Syracuse and Rochester knotted one apiece at Frontier Field in the bottom of the third inning. And just underway at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. No score between Memphis and Durham. No, the game's currently ongoing. Toledo at Omaha washed out. They'll make it up this weekend. Battenfield shakes and nods. And goes to work with strike one, a fastball over the outer corner. Ronnie Dawson walked his first time up. Battenfield back to it. Gets a swing and a ground ball to first. It will kick into foul territory. And push the count to 0-2. Fans, if you're listening to today's game in your automobile, please remember to buckle your safety belt. Message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? 0-2. Up out of the zone. One ball, two strikes to Dawson. Dawson's had a nice series so far. 1-2 pitch. Called a third strike, and he knew it. Over the outside corner. Battenfield gets his first K, backward variety. Two down for Aleo Lopez. Lopez hit into a fielder's choice in the first inning. Back foot barely confined by the batter's box. You may have that pinky toe behind that back line. Slightly open stance from the left side. Here comes the pitch. The 1-0 is off the outside corner. Two balls and nothing. Battenfield delivers high, 3-0. Lopez in his crouch. Shoulders kind of rounded over. Bright red jersey, road gray pants for the Louisville Bats. Here's the 3-0. He's taken the whole way, and it's a called strike. Clippers in the home whites, navy numbers, letters, and caps. Battenfield throws the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. I saw Ben Lively yesterday with a fastball that topped out generally at 91. Get a lot of swings and misses. Battenfield gets a ground ball up the middle. Tolman snags it on the short hop. Throws to first in time for the out. And that'll do it. Battenfield's been 92, occasionally 93, and he's been effective through three innings. One run for Louisville, none for the Clippers as we go to the bottom of the third.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Clippers batting in the bottom half of inning number three on a gorgeous night here at Huntington Park. Jonathan Engelman, the nine hitter, to lead things off. Engelman in the right-handed batter's box, hitting 571 as a Clipper. Takes high for ball one. Next pitch, off the outside corner. Pitch. Rolled past the mound, out towards second base, but Aleo Lopez is there in plenty of time. Throws him out. One away. Back to the top of the order for Will Benson. Benson, a strikeout victim back in the first. 207 batting average. Two homers, four batted in. Triangle shift on against him. First pitch fastball up and away for ball one. Lopez in shallow right field. And actually, Taylor Motter, the shortstop playing second base, also has his feet on the grass. Next pitch down and in. Double A, they have banned the shift. 2-0 pitch. Off speed in there for a called strike, 2-1. We'll see if that trickles up to Triple A at any point. Castillo working his third inning. Throws, here's a ball laced up the middle. That'll be a clean single. And some rounds first, he'll hold there. So that is the first ball to find pay dirt in the outfield for the Clippers. Oscar Gonzalez had an infield single in the first inning. One down for Tyler Freeman. Freeman reached on an error his first time up. Ground ball to the third baseman, Santana, that he sailed over the first baseman's head. Turned out to be a two-base error. Freeman would wind up at third on the Gonzalez single, but stranded there. Benson draws a throw at first. He's back in time. Benson will steal a bag now. Has good wheels. Benson has four stolen bases. He's been caught once. Not going here. The pitch to Freeman. He has a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Tyler Freeman drafted 71st overall by the Cleveland Guardians. Out of high school in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Second round pick. Takes a fastball high. In his career, he's not walked much. But he has hit a ton. Added a little bit of extra base power in the 2021 campaign, a season that was cut short due to a shoulder injury. That's why he hasn't started playing in actual games until today. Swings here and misses, and it's 1-2. Doesn't walk much, but also doesn't strike out much. Rear strikeout rate of 9.2%. Middle infield playing for a pair. Benson leads away from first. Next pitch is a called third strike on the outside corner at 96. I don't know if Freeman was distracted by Will Benson or what happened there. Benson was going to break. He drew a look from Castillo, and Benson was going to take off for second base, trying to time things up. And then he kept his eyes on Castillo as he went into his first stride. Castillo didn't move, so he put on the brakes. And I don't know if that had any effect on Freeman or not. But Freeman took a fastball over the outside part of the plate for a called third strike. Here's a throw to first. Benson's back. Brian Lavastida at the plate. The pitch. Slider in for a called strike. 0-1. Castillo, to this point, has been more efficient than he was in his first rehab outing. If they're giving him 65 pitches, he may have, if he gets a quick out here, another inning at least. Benson takes off. Here's the pitch. It's low. The throw to second is not in time. Bounces in and not caught cleanly in any regard by Lopez. So the fifth steal of the year for Will Benson puts him in scoring position for Lavastida. Ball to strike with two down. Lavastida struck out his first time up. He's got a home run and a double among his three hits for the Clippers in 13 at-bats. He's going to get the lion's share of the time behind home plate while he's here. The 1-1. In the dirt. Oki blocks it. Two balls and a strike. Baseball America calls Brian Lavastida the 17th best prospect in the Guardians organization. One pitch, he swings and fouls it back to the screen. Went to college as an infielder, converted to a catcher. He awaits the 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. And it is hit high in the air down the right field line. It's got some slice to it. It's going to be foul and out of play. We'll have another 2-2 pitch. Righty-righty matchup. Castillo takes a look to second, turns and fires, and just missed low, full count. It's a good take by Lavastida. Not a pitch he's going to be able to do much with, even if he swings at it, other than fouling it away and looking to see another. Now the 3-2, and it is called a third strike. Castillo brought it just a little bit up and maybe a little bit in, and that will be the second backward K for Castillo here in the third inning. Clippers get a runner but do not score. They trail 3-1 after three.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth inning, it's a low-scoring pitcher's duel to this point. 1-0 Louisville on top. They scored a run in the first with two singles and a walk, along with a stolen base. Lorenzo Cedrola started the game with a base hit, came around to touch home, and that's been it so far. 4-5 and 6 due up for the bats. Alan Cordoba, right-handed batter to lead things off. First pitch fastball misses outside. 1-0 to the bats' first baseman. Next pitch. That check swing on a pitch low and away is appealed. First base umpire says no swing. It's John Bacon calling the balls and strikes today. Takahiro Matsuda. Matsuda just ruled on the appeal at first. Next offering, swung on and missed. Austin Jones, the umpire at third base. The sun peeking through the clouds now. The infield grass ensconced in shadows. Left side defenders looking into the sun. There's a ball ripped foul down the field line. Even the count at 2-2. Clippers fans, you can get a free On Your Side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Battenfield delivers the 2-2 pitch outside, full count. And the payoff is in the air to center field. Benson drifting back. Now over toward right a bit. Makes the catch on the trot. One down. 55 pitches for Battenfield so far to get through 3 1/3 innings. Faced six hitters in the first inning, the minimum in the second and third. Works on Christian Santana and throws him a first pitch strike 0-1. Santana with the RBI single in the first inning. Gave Louisville the 1-0 lead they currently enjoy. Next pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Santana has hit pretty well in this series. He has had his issues, though, defensively. O-2. Went up the ladder, and Santana was able to lay off a ball and two strikes. Had fielded in the motion. And a hard hit line drive to right field will be caught by a charging Oscar Gonzalez for out number two. Gonzalez read it well. Made the chest about navel high. Two down for Trey Ambergie. Ambergie hit the ball hard his first time up. He was caught in the gap by a racing Jonathan Engelman. Swings the first pitch, pops it foul down the right field line. That's well out of play, 0-1. Top of the fourth inning here at Huntington Park, 1-0 Louisville on top. Ryan Mitchell with you. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball tonight. Great Friday evening in the capital city. Battenfield throws the 0-1 pitch off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. Right-hander right back to it. And missed above the zone, 2-1. Tomorrow, a 4:05 first pitch. 2-1 offering. Chop foul on the third base side. And then we wrap it up with a 1:05 game on Sunday. And that'll be it for the Louisville Bats here at Huntington Park this year. Clippers go to Louisville twice, final week of July, and another road trip in September. Here comes the 2-2. Just missed the inside corner. Full count. Last year, if you remember, with the wonky 2021 schedule that was changed a dozen times, here's the 3-2 in the dirt for ball four. Louisville came here the first series of the season, and that was scheduled to be it, the end, no more, between the Bats and Clippers. Now, as it turned out, when they tack games on to the end of the year, each team played five at home and five on the road. The Clippers went to Nashville for five, and Louisville came here to wrap up the season. First pitch swinging, Taylor Motter, a high fly ball to left field, but not deep enough. Engelman waits for it, finally makes the catch as it comes back down to earth for out number three. No runs, no hits, a man left aboard for Louisville. We go to the bottom of the fourth at Huntington Park. It is Louisville 1, Columbus nothing.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Luis Castillo pitched 2 1/3 in his first rehab appearance for the Dayton Dragons. He's already exceeded that. And he's out here for his fourth inning of work. It's 4, 5, and 6 due up. Oscar Gonzalez had an infield single the first time up. Christian Santana, the third baseman, was able to knock it down. And that's one of only two hits for the Clippers against Castillo. He has struck out 5. He's allowed no runs. 1-0 Louisville. First pitch, slider outside for ball one. Next pitch, swung on and fouled away. Came in at 92 miles per hour. Gonzalez leading the club in homers and RBIs. He's got a batting average at 309. The 1-1. Slow roller, third base side. He was out in front of the breaking ball, and he fouls it for strike two. Castillo has been up to 96 with the fastball. Here's in over the glove. Now the righty goes to work. And threw that one to the backstop. 92 mile per hour fastball. Arm angle looked a little funky on that one. And I don't know if he was trying something and that was the result, a pitch to the backstop. Could be. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Breaking ball that time. Still 2-2. The pitch. Fastball chopped to the shortstop. Nice big hop for Taylor Motter. Gloves it, throws to first in time for the out. Here's Jose Fermin. Fly to left field his first time up. Another breaking ball to Gonzalez, so he really didn't see much in the way of fastballs. He got two of them, but only one was anywhere near the strike zone. Green batting 258 on the year. The pitch. Slider stays inside, 1-0. Three doubles, four homers. Two of those came in the same game at Victory Field. That is not a home run park. Next pitch called strike to even things at 1-1. That fastball came in at 94 miles per hour. Steele has his sign, now deals. And it's way up top. Again, a 94 mile per hour heater. Nice crowd has settled in here to Huntington Park on this Friday night. 2-1 pitch. Well outside, three balls and a strike. Fermin will take a walk if you give it to him. He's got a dozen on the year. Oki runs through the sides. Fastball well up out of the zone for ball four. Castillo has not had good command of the fastball in this inning particularly, but there have been a couple of other times. It really looked pretty good. But he wasn't throwing it where he wanted to against Gonzalez. Didn't throw it where he wanted to against Fermin either. He walks him with one down and Mitch Tolman to the plate. Tolman grounded to third, his first time up. 1-0 Louisville on top. Fermin with a moderate lead at first. First offering swung on and missed by Tolman. That time a strike on a fastball in the zone. Shift to the pole side, but not overly so. Two defenders on each side of the bag. Here's the offering. And it's high and away. Back pick attempt on Fermin. He dives in safely at first. Got in well ahead of the tag. Now a pickoff attempt by Castillo. And again, for me, he wasn't very far off the bag. Got back easily. They're keeping an eye because, well, the numbers tell you, Green will run. Extends his lead, not going here. The pitch to Tolman is down and in. Two balls and a strike. Temperatures starting to warm here in the capital city. We've had a rather cold week. In fact, both series here at home have been bad weather-wise. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch. It's low. The throw down is in time, and they got Fermin. That was a great throw from Chris Oki. Fermin had a pretty good jump, and it was an off-speed pitch to boot. So Oki was really on the clock and made a perfect throw down to the bag. Now the bases are empty with two outs. Tolman takes ball four, high and away. So back-to-back walks. There is activity for the Louisville bats down in their bullpen. Eddie Demarius down there. First pitch fastball is high for ball one. Now that is the 61st pitch for Castillo. 36 strikes, 25 balls. He is likely nearing his upper limit. probably his last batter here no matter what. Struck out Fry in the second inning. 1-0. Slider. Nibbles over the inside corner for a 1-1 count. A sweeping movement on that pitch. Castillo ready, throws the 1-1. Fastball low. Two balls and a strike. And again, right there at 94 miles per hour. So his velocity is down a little bit. His location with the fastball has not been fine in his fourth inning of work. Tolman leads away from first. Here's the pitch. Outside. 3-1. And that delivery looked a little bit violent, and Castillo kind of fell off the mound to the first base side. His delivery has been inconsistent in this inning so far. 3-1 pitch. Fastball fouled straight back to the screen at 94 miles per hour. That'll fill it up. So Tolman will be in motion. See if Fry can do some damage on a 3-2 pitch. Three homers on the year, eight batted in. He's been swinging a hot bat at the plate the last few games. Here comes the pitch, and it's up and in for ball four. Three straight walks for Castillo. And I would guess that'll be the end of his night. Haven't seen Pat Kelly yet. Here he comes. Bat skipper walking slowly out toward the mound with two men on and two outs. We'll have a pitching change here. Louisville going to the bullpen. We'll come back after these words.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com. For Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. New pitcher on for the Louisville Bats. Right-hander Eddie Demarius. Eighth appearance, he's 1-0 with a 3.24 earned run average. Demarius has allowed four runs on nine hits, three earned. Over eight and a third innings. Five walks, seven strikeouts. He comes on with Clippers at first and second and two outs. And Gavin Collins, the scheduled batter. Collins fly to center his first time up. 1-0 Louisville. We're in the bottom half of inning number four. Righty kicks and deals and misses the outside corner with a slider for ball one. That scored a run in the first. That's been it. Yeah.
Mitch Tolman represents the tying run in scoring position as Collins swings and fouls away the 1-0, 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Gavin batting 222. He's got a couple of home runs. Three runs batted in. 8 for 36 so far. The pitch. Swings and fouls it away. Hasn't walked much, hasn't struck out much. Just two strikeouts and four base on balls. One of two catchers on the roster for the Clippers. Both in the lineup today. Lavastida playing defense, and Collins is the designated hitter. The 1-2. Way outside, 2-2. Now the double deuce. Breaking ball in the dirt. Full count. Partial line on Castillo. 3 2/3. No runs, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. He threw 66 pitches. 38 of those for strikes. He's responsible for the 2 men on base. Those 2 men will be off on the pitch. Here it comes. And it is inside for ball 4. 4 walks in the inning, but no runs for the Clippers because Jose Fermin was caught stealing. Brings up the 9-hitter, Jonathan Engelman. First pitch to Engelman is ball 1. A lot of non-action so far in this bottom of the fourth inning. There's a swing and a high fly ball to center field. Friedel, though, has it measured as he drifts over toward right. He'll make the catch. Engelman is out, and so are the Clippers. They threaten but do not score. We have played 4 at Huntington Park. It's 1-0 Louisville.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Join Macy's and Trust for Public Land to bring more parks to more people. Throughout April, you can help turn bare schoolyards into vibrant parks that communities across the country can use outside school hours when you donate online to Trust for Public Land. Or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. Give back today and find out how we're helping people and the planet thrive together at Macy's.com/purpose.
To all the men and women that serve our country.
Overseas as well as here in the U.S.
We'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do for us to keep us safe.
And the sacrifice that you put in for us.
Thank you for all you do for our country. Thank you for serving our country.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brought to you by Columbus Worthington Air. Thank you for keeping us safe at home.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Now, 4 full innings are in the books here at Huntington Park, and there's not much to speak of in terms of offense. 1 run on 2 hits for Louisville. They've committed an error. No runs, 2 hits, and no errors for the Clippers. Peyton Battenfield out there for the 5th. In the first inning, he gave up a run on a single, stolen base, walk, and single. Since then, he's walked 2 batters, but no hits. And the bats have not really even had much in the way of a threat. First pitch off speed in for a called strike to Chris Oakey, who checked his swing, but it didn't matter. The home plate umpire said it was a strike anyway. Next one swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2. Badfield hasn't struck out many, just one on the day, but he's ahead in the count now, delivers low. One ball, two strikes. For his career, Battenfield has struck out 195 batters. A chopper up the middle, long run for Tolman, grabs it, pirouettes, throws to first, it's offline, and that'll be an infield single. David Fry did the right thing, came off the bag to make sure it didn't get away. Good effort by Tolman, but just too far up the gut to get a good, strong throw to first. Battenfield has thrown 166 innings in his career, so better than a strikeout per inning. But this year, he has been below that strikeout per inning mark. 18 Ks now in 24 innings. Overshift on against left-handed batting T.J. Friedel, who takes high and away for ball one. Battenfield induced a double play ground ball in the second. Like to do the same here. Could be tough, though. Jose Fermin is playing even with the bag at third, but only about 15 feet off the line, guarding against a possible bunt from Friedel. So if the ball were hit to the shortstop, Tolman, playing on the second base side, he would have to race to the bag and make the play himself. Well, that's not going to matter. Here's a deep drive down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. That is a foul ball. Out on a Nationwide Boulevard. Friedel just got out in front. And though it was an impressive drive, the only result is strike one to one count. Friedel popped to the shortstop his first time up. Here comes Battenfield's 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball just below the zone. Pretty close pitch. 3-1. Josh Tomlin, the little cowboy, used to give up a lot of those types of shots on changeups and never bothered him a bit. The pitch. Low for ball four. 2-1, nobody out. Like I said, that's what I'm trying to get him to do. Get out in front. Daimar Lopez warming up for Louisville down in their bullpen. The Clippers' pen is quiet as Battenfield goes to work on Lorenzo Cedrolo, the leadoff man. With two on, nobody out. Foul ball straight back to the screen. Makes it 0-1. Cedrolo singled and scored back in the first inning. He's the only one that's done it. It's a 1-0 Louisville lead. Battenfield at 76 pitches now through four-plus innings. Next pitch popped up, third base side. Fermin into foul territory. Over toward the visitor's dugout, has room on the warning track to make the catch for out number one. Good soft contact out there from Battenfield. Left-handed batter at the plate now. Ronnie Dawson has a walk and a strikeout. And Battenfield would love to make sure he does not get the third of the three true outcomes here. First pitch swung on and fouled to the home side. Over near the on-deck circle, 0-1. Dawson 4 for 14 in the series. Battenfield with a long look to second base. Now turns and fires. Gets a swing and a miss. Fastball at 92. Only strikeout for Battenfield today was of Ronnie Dawson. Caught him looking back in the third. Way ahead here, the 0-2. Lifted high in the air down the left field line. A long run for Engelman and for Mean. Engelman into foul territory. Won't get there. It lands atop the bullpen mound. Daimar Lopez had to race out of the way. Still 0-2. It takes a moment to give it back to their spots defensively. Now they're there, and Battenfield has his sign. He deals, and it's in the dirt. No, is it a foul ball? No, that's a live ball. Here comes a runner toward the plate. They got a runner caught up. Battenfield doesn't throw the baseball, and everybody is safe. Now, Brian Lavastida is saying that's a foul ball. They appealed to the field umpire, who said no swing, but to Lavastida, that was not the issue. The issue was that the ball hit the bat of Ronnie Dawson and then shot away to the backstop. It certainly appeared to take a route that would not have been from a wild pitch. We'll get a look here. Well, it hit the dirt, and then... Boy, from that angle, it looked like it hit the bat of Ronnie Dawson. And based upon his... I tell you what, Ronnie Dawson's face says it all. His face said, oh, I can't believe I hit that baseball in the dirt with my bat. That should have been a ball. Yeah, they're not going to overrule that. Oh, it absolutely did. So it's a one ball, two strike count, and the wild pitch sends him to second and third. Bad break for the Clippers there. The 1-2 pitch fouled away. So it should be an 0-2 count with runners at first and second. But it will be a 1-2 count with runners at second and third. One down, Battenfield deals. There's a called third strike on the outside corner. Got him again, looking at a heater. And that's out number two. Alejo Lopez to the plate. Lopez is 0 for 3. He has hit the ball twice on the ground, once to the second baseman, once to the shortstop. Left-handed batter. Pinwheeling the bat around as the first pitch comes in, a breaker. Called out of the zone. One ball, no strikes. Another curve, that one's in there. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Battenfield deals, and a check swing. Did he go? No. Pitch is high and tight. Guardians stay out west. They'll start a series tonight at Oakland. Aaron Civale on the hill. He is 0-2 with a .958 earned run average. Look at the replay, and boy, it certainly went like he looked like he went. He'll be opposed by Frankie Montas. There's a ball hit high in the air to center field. Benson over. Plenty of room, plenty of time. And he'll make the catch for out number three. So, the wild pitch does not hurt the Clippers. A hit, a walk, and both runners are stranded. Halfway through regulation frames, we'll come back after this with the Clippers batting and trailing 1-0.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Still a 1-0 ball game. Clippers trailing Louisville as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. New pitcher on for the Bats. Daimar Lopez takes over on the hill. Brings up Will Benson. Eddie Demurius goes a third of an inning, walked a man. No runs, no hits. First pitch in for a called strike to Will Benson. Lopez, the right-hander, into the motion. Breaking ball at the very bottom of the zone. Quickly, 0-2. Daimar Lopez, no wins, no losses in five appearances. An 8.44 earned run average. Still just 5 1/3 innings, so one bad outing can really ruin you. 0-2. Breaking ball again. This one's low. 5 1/3 innings, 7 runs. 5 of those earned on 6 hits. He's walked 4 batters, struck out 3. They're batting .261. Against the right-hander from Nicaragua. Acquired via trade from San Diego. Here's the 1-2 to Benson. And it swung on and missed. Took a home run rip, but came up empty. Benson down on strikes. One away for Tyler Freeman in his AAA debut. Top prospect for the Guardians from the position player side of things, according to Baseball America. 0-for-2 so far, reached on a two-base error. Hit the ball to Christian Santana first time up, and then he was caught looking at strike three. In the third inning, takes well outside for ball one. We'll continue the Major League scores here. So the Guardians will be one of the late shows tonight out in Oakland. Fastball 92 miles per hour outside 2-0. Game's underway. There are a few, and they are all in the early going. Bottom of the third in Pittsburgh. Two apiece between San Diego and the Padres. 2-0 pitch. Inside and hit him. Got him on the left arm. So Freeman is aboard. We'll bring up Brian Labastida. Marlins at home leading the Seattle Mariners bottom of the second 6-3. Jorge Soler absolutely murdered a pitch 470 feet. For his second home run of the year. Bottom two in Baltimore. Red Sox 3. Orioles nothing. Lopez throws a 77-mile-per-hour curveball up and in to Labastida for ball one. Astros lead 1-0 at Toronto. Alex Bregman with his fourth home run of the year against his former team. Not the fourth against the Astros. His fourth overall that came today against his former team, Houston. Next pitch, fastball, up and in, 2-0. One inning in the books in Chicago. Anaheim up 2-1. Boy, the Angels are rolling. Swept the Guardians. Now go out on the road to Chicago and up 2-1. The pitch. Popped up first base side. That should reach the seats, and it will. Tampa Bay up 4-0 at home against Minnesota halfway through inning number two. They've played one at Citi Field. No score between the Phillies and the Mets, and everything else is coming up later on. AL Central action as the Yankees at the Royals at 8:10. Tigers out in L.A. taking on the Dodgers 10:10. It's your other NL Central games. Runner goes. Here's the pitch. Hit up the middle, and that'll get through for a base knock. Lavastina with the hit and run on does the job. Puts it up the middle, and they're on the corners. Clippers have something cooking here. This is the guy you want up with ducks on the pond. Oscar Gonzalez leaves the team with 15 runs batted in. That number, though, the Clippers have been a pretty good offensive team in terms of run scoring and whatnot, but 15 RBIs doesn't even get you into the top 10 in the International League. First pitch, breaking ball. It was going to stay up and in. Gonzalez was hoping it was going to come back over the plate. Took a monster rip and came up empty for strike one. Robert Broom in the Clippers bullpen getting loose. 0-1 pitch. Swung on and belted. Deep left field. Bye-bye into the bleachers. Oscar Gonzalez has done it again. His sixth home run. That'll get you into the top 10. 18 RBIs now, and the Clippers lead it 3-1. Lopez threw him a fat one, and Gonzalez ate it. That's why you can't even really throw him a breaking ball in the strike zone. If he reads it and he can get the barrel to it, it's going to go. Here's Jose Fermin with the bases empty. Fastball high. So Peyton Battenfield's day is done. He is now in line for the win. Sharp breaking ball in for a called strike. Lopez working quickly now, throws a fastball by the swinging bat of Jose Fermin. Three to one Columbus now. They have out hit Louisville 4-3. The kick and the pitch. Fastball inside, 2-2. Not many major league scores, so we'll take a look at the standings. What's going on around the major leagues now? The teams are 20 games or more into their schedule, still very early. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Fermin adjusted his swing at the last moment to get a piece and stay alive. The American League East, three teams above 500. The Yankees at 13-6 lead Toronto by a half game. Blue Jays are 13-7. Tampa Bay 11-8. The Red Sox, a sub 500 team. Works without Chris Sale again due to injury. 2-2. Well outside with the heater. Lopez misses to fill the count. And Baltimore, everybody knew they were going to struggle. They have done just that. 6-13. Here comes the payoff pitch. Curveball misses inside for ball four. American League West. Mentioned the L.A. Angels out to a great start at 13-7. Lead Seattle by a game and a half. Oakland and Houston with identical 10-9 records. Though Houston has a negative run differential. Pat Kelly going to come out here. Looks like we may have a pitching change. Texas 6-13. Already 6.5 games out in the AL West. We will step away for 60 seconds here. As the Columbus Clippers have taken the lead, the bats will go back to the bullpen. 3-1 Columbus in the bottom of the fifth.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. This is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
New pitcher on for Louisville is a familiar face to the Columbus Clippers. It's Kyle Dowdy. Familiar because they saw him a couple of days ago on the mound when he threw a scoreless inning with two strikeouts, but also because he was on this Clippers team a year ago. 2021 for Dowdy was his first year pitching exclusively as a reliever. He had a good first half of the season. The second half of the season didn't go so well for him. Had a 3.23 ERA in his first 19 appearances for the Clippers, but finished the year with 20 more appearances, and the ERA rose to 6.44, which means that over those last 20, it was probably closer to 9. He had some very good outings for the Clippers, but sometimes it would kind of fly apart on him a little bit. Throws to first, and Vermeen is back with a head-first dive. A man on and a man out for the Clippers here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Oscar Gonzalez with a 3-run home run. Turned a 1-0 deficit into a 3-1 lead. Mitch Tolman at the plate. Left-handed batter takes a fastball off the outside corner for ball one. Running you through the American League standings, save the Central for last. That's where the Cleveland Guardians reside. Comes the 1-0 from Dowdy. It's fouled away. Minnesota leads the division. They are the only team with a winning record. The Twins 11-8. The only team with a positive run differential. There are some bad ones. Kansas City is in second place. They've got a negative 19 run differential at 7-10. A one pitch. That is in the dirt. Blocked by Oki, threw down to first base for some reason, but Vermeen was already back to the bag. The Chicago White Sox are 7-11, and they have a negative 23 run differential. Cleveland somehow, at 7-12, have scored exactly as many runs as they have given up. Now, part of that's because they have won some blowouts. They have scored 82, they have allowed 82. Both of those totals significantly the highest among teams in the Central. The Tigers have scored only 58 runs, one more than Kansas City, but they have a negative 17 run differential. The Tigers are just 6-12. It's been a poor start for Detroit. I think people thought they'd be better than that. Breaking ball called strike on 2-1, make it 2-2 against Mitch Tolman. I don't know that many people thought the Tigers would be a division contender with the young and consistent talent they have, but 6-12 is not good. Next offering is a fastball at 94, down and in, full count. See what they do with Vermeen here. He likes to run. Vermeen was caught stealing in the fourth inning. Going here, the pitch is spanked foul down the left field line. A late cut for Tolman. And so Vermeen will head back to first. Not likely to get any better for the Tigers as they start a series with the Dodgers tonight. Again, the payoff, runner not going, and excuse me, check swing, ground ball to third. Santana's got it. His only play is to first, and he will get it over there in time for the 5-3 put away. Now David Fry to the plate. In the National League, in the East, the Mets have gotten off to a great start. 14-6 for the best team Stephen Cohen can buy. 14-6, a .700 winning percentage. Three games clear of the, if you guessed it, Miami Marlins. You were one of the few. Marlins in second place at 10-8. I mean, the big lead at second base. Here's the pitch to Fry. He shoots it foul down the right field line, 0-1. Philadelphia, 10-10, four games back. Atlanta, sub .500 at 9-11. The World Series champs are five out of first. Washington, an abysmal 6-15. 8.5 games out. Atlanta started last year poorly, before hanging around, making all those trades for outfielders, and eventually winning a World Series championship. Dowdy delivers, and a hard hit ground ball just foul on the third base side. Two strikes against Fry. New one Clippers lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. Dowdy has his sign, trying to end this without any further damage. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. Blocked by Oki, and Fermin thought about third base, but stayed put. 1-2. NL Central. Parent club of these Louisville Bats, the Cincinnati Reds, get a near unbelievable 3-16, a negative 49 run differential. The Pittsburgh Pirates at negative 35 would be dead last if not for the Reds. There's another pitch in the dirt. Milwaukee leads the division at 13-7. St. Louis 11-7. A game out, 4.5 back for Pittsburgh and Chicago, both at 8-11. Cincinnati already 9.5 games out of first. 2-2 from down. Hit high in the air and deep to right center field. That ball is gone. David Fry just hit it off his own face on the scoreboard. Two-run shot for the Clippers' first baseman, and it's a five-run frame for the home team. Five to one, Columbus. As Fry touches home. Dowdy quickly got to two strikes, but could not finish the job. That'll bring up Gavin Collins now, who walked in the fourth. Actually 0-1. Now the National League West, San Francisco and L.A., like they did last year, battling. It's a ground ball softly hit to the shortstop, Motter. He's got it. Throws to first, and that is in time for out number three. And San Diego is also in the mix, all three within a half game in the National League West. We'll be back after this for the sixth inning. The Clippers with a five-run frame, lead it 5-1 against Louisville.
Hi, this is Dave at Automotive Appearance Pros. Keep the damaging heat and sun out of your vehicle with Lumar's Formula One window tint, the best window tint on the market. Shop online 24/7 at aapcolumbus.com.
Sometimes life throws you a curveball and leaves you with a financial mess. Whether it's doctor's bills from a sudden illness, loss of a job, or any other kind of unseen financial hardship, debt can be absolutely overwhelming for you and your family. I'm Stan Willis of Willis Spangler Starling. Hey, I get it, and I've been there. Filing for bankruptcy might be the right thing for you and your family. We at Willis Spangler Starling will work with you to help you and your family get back on your feet. Check us out at willisattorneys.com. That's willisattorneys.com.
Hi, I'm Don Reif, owner of Reif's Auto Body. For four generations, we focused on one thing, you. Since 1944, Reif's has treated your vehicle as our own. That's why 80% of our business comes from repeat customers. Visit us at reifsautobody.com.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Scott's kid of the game on the third base side, making sure that Wes Konopsek and his crew take care of this infield. They do a great job. Fans, it's time to get outside, and Scott's is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it, Scott's. Let's get to the yard. New pitcher on for the Clippers, Robert Broom. He'll face 4, 5, and 6 in the Louisville batting order. The Clippers have a lead now. It's a 5-1 ball game. Broom, sidewinding right-hander, delivers. And it'll be David Fry, the first baseman, fielding it about 45 feet off the line. And it makes a long throw to a covering Robert Broom for the out. Now, Peyton Battenfield now is in line for the win. He went 5 innings, gave up a run on 3 hits. He walked 4, he struck out 2. Battenfield threw 86 pitches, 53 of those for strikes. So he labored at times with the number of pitches he was throwing, but was largely able to keep Louisville from doing much damage. Gave up a run on 2 hits and a walk in the first inning. After that, gave up only 1 hit the rest of the way. So Broom retires Cordoba on 1 pitch, now goes to work on Christian Santana and misses outside for ball 1. Santana had the RBI single in the first that drove in the Louisville run. Takes a heater just outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Louisville on their 4th pitcher already. Broom, the second Clippers hurler of the night, throws a heater off the outside corner again. 3-0. Broom on for the 9th time this year for the Clippers. That is tops on the team. It's 3-0. Called strike. Broom is 1-0. 563 earned run average. He's allowed 5 runs on 4 hits in 8 innings. He's walked 5, struck out 6, hit a couple of batters. A lot of that damage came in his very first outing against Lehigh Valley. Here's a fly ball to right center field. Who's it going to be? Will Benson will call for it and catch it. 2 away. Broom pitched 2 innings that day. The first was a dandy, a 9-pitch blanking, but then he came out for the 8th inning, and things came unraveled for him. Since, he's been pretty good. Two down for Trey Ambergee. First pitch is ball 1. Base is empty, top of the 6th. Broom delivers well outside of the backstop, 2-0. This date in Clippers history brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's every piece is important. We'll go to 1999. April 29th, the 4-run night for the Clippers. Sent the game to extra innings. Slow roller on the third base side. That's going to stay fair. Vermeen grabs it, but throws late to first. That day, Brian Rabbe sealed a Clippers win with a walk-off 3-run home run in the 10th inning at Cooper Stadium. Kurt Bierick contributed a home run and 3 runs batted in the 10-7 win. Jay Tesmer threw a perfect inning for the win. Rabbe and Tesmer would go on to be All-Stars in 99, and Bierick was named the IL Rookie of the Year on the way to setting a franchise record for doubles. Bierick would hit 42 two-baggers that year. Infield single for Ambergie. Puts a man on and two out for Taylor Motter. The first pitch is a strike called, 0-1. 5-1 Clippers, top of the sixth. Two big flies for Columbus in the bottom of the fifth inning. Oscar Gonzalez, a three-run shot. David Fry, a two-run dong. And erased the deficit. Breaking ball in for a called strike makes it 0-2. Broom, back to the motion. Another frisbee. Boy, that looked good. Just off the outside corner, though, in the opinion of the home plate umpire. Broom is heading off the field. One, two, swung on, and oh, fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. Ravestita not able to hang on, so Mata remains alive. Lights on here at Huntington Park. The sun is again gone behind the clouds and heading toward the roof line. Once more, the 1-2. Way outside. That time, Lavastida couldn't handle it. It squips away, but runner at first holds. 2-2. They're trying to get Motter to stretch that strike zone. Away, away, away. That time, he wouldn't do it. Two-two. Breaking ball. Strike three. Came back over the inside corner. Motter fires down his helmet. He is fired up. He's not talking at the home plate umpire, but he is talking to the home plate umpire. He's gone, and so are the Louisville Bats. Clippers lead him as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning by a 5-1 score.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Clippers sent eight men to the plate in the fifth inning, so it'll be 9-1-2 due up here in the sixth. Columbus on top, 5-1. Five runs, five hits, no errors, six men left. Louisville will run on four hits, an error, and six left on base as well. Jonathan Engelman is 0-for-2 so far today. He's grounded to second base and fly to center field. Kyle Dowdy returns to the hill. First pitch swinging and a dunker towards shallow right field to be run down by Trey Ambergie for out number one. Back to the top of the order for Will Benson, who has a single today in three trips to the plate. Benson had one of only two hits against Luis Castillo. Castillo started the game on a rehab assignment. Went 3 2/3, just two hits. But he lost his command in that last inning, walking three. None of the Clippers' runs charged to him. Castillo wound up with three walks and five strikeouts. He threw 66 pitches. A mix of good and bad. Obviously began to labor at the end of his outing. His fastball command started to elude him a little bit. The velocity was down a couple of ticks. Quickly two strikes to Benson. Three defenders right side. Only one of whom is on the infield grass. That's the first, excuse me, on the infield dirt. That's Alan Cordoba. The other two on the grass. Next pitch from Dowdy is a fastball at 97 miles per hour, but out of the zone. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. The 1-2 misses outside. Bats bullpen is quiet. The Clippers have a left-hander getting loose, Eli Lingos. Here comes the 2-2. Hit high in the air, deep to right field. Heading back on it, Ambergee. It's not going to travel as far as it looked like it would off the bat. Must have got it near the end of the lumber. Caught in right field, shy of the warning track for out number two. He's up Tyler Freeman. Freeman does not have a hit in his AAA debut, but he's been aboard twice. Reached on a two-base error in the first inning, struck out looking in the third, and was plunked to start the offense in the fifth. Breaking ball here hits the inside corner for strike one. Next offering, inside fastball. 1-1. Freeman hit by a pitch with one down in the fifth inning. Went to third. He was off on the pitch, and Brian Lavastida drilled a single right up the middle. That put him on the corners for Oscar Gonzalez. The 1-1. Swing and a half. Now, that was in the dirt. It's a strike. He went around, said the home plate umpire. I don't know if he got a piece of it or not. Based upon the umpire's motion, I would guess it was just a swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Yep, that one bounced at the front of the left-handed batter's box. But it's 1-2. Dowdy's pitch is laced in the air in center field to be caught by T.J. Friedel. He seemed kind of caught in between, but made the catch without incident for out number three. Clippers go in order. We go to the seventh. It's 5-1 Columbus over Louisville.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Join Macy's and Trust for Public Land to bring more parks to more people. Throughout April, you can help turn bare schoolyards into vibrant parks that communities across the country can use outside school hours when you donate online to Trust for Public Land. Or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. Give back today and find out how we're helping people and the planet thrive together at Macy's.com/purpose.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Oh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Eli Lingos on to pitch for the Clippers. Robert Broom pitched an inning. No runs, one hit, no walks, and one strikeout. Lingos, left-hander, 5'10", 200 pounds, out of Temecula, California, 25 years of age. Guardians drafted him in the 16th round back in 2016. Has an unusual setup. He comes set. Basically turns his entire back to home plate. With his front foot over toward first base. The We'll deal with Chris Oakey to lead things off. Oakey has hit into a double play and singled, one for two. 5-1, Clippers have the lead against Louisville Bats. Lingos delivers. And the first pitch is a fastball over the inside corner. 0-1. Sixth appearance for the southpaw, 1-0 for the Clippers, with a 150 earned run average. Next offering, swung on and missed, good off speed. Lingos has allowed a run on two hits over six innings. Run came on a solo home run. He's walked a man and struck out eight. They're batting just a .05 against him. 0-2. Hit high in the air to shallow right center field. Gonzalez underneath will make the catch, one down. Brings up T.J. Friedel. Friedel, the center fielder, is 0-for-1. Popped to the shortstop in the second inning. Walked in the fifth. 5-1 Clippers in game four of this six-game series. Ross Detweiler warming now for Louisville. Lingos throws a fastball at 90 off the outside corner for ball one to the nine-hitter Friedel. Friedel is just 1-for-10 in the series so far. Next pitch out of the zone for ball two. This is game number 14. The Bats outfield are batting under 200. 2-0 pitch, swings and misses. Eight hits for the season, only two have gone for extra bases, a double and a homer. Lingos ready, fires the 2-1, check swing, did he go? They asked the third base umpire, he says no. From up here, it looked like he went around, but I don't get to make the call. Next pitch, he's swinging at that one. And it's off the glove of a diving first baseman, Fry. It'll be an infield base hit. Tyler Freeman corralled it. But had no play. So Friedel is aboard for the second time today. And we go back to the top of the order for Lorenzo Cedrola. Cedrola singled to start the ball game, stole second base, and scored on a base hit. Good effort there by David Fry. Not able to field it cleanly. If he did, he had a pretty good shot. With Lingos getting over to cover first base in short order. Lingos throws to first. They got him. Yep, there's the call. Takahiro Matsuda, as the play developed, just looked down at first base, nodded his head, waited a beat, and then went up with the right hand. That's a good move for Lingos. Well, that's what that setup will do for you. If you're not 100% sure that he's going to the plate, and you start leaning towards second, you're out. 0-2, first pitch. Oh, boy, that's a changeup. Cedrola was way out in front for strike one. Next offering, swung on and missed, strike two. Lingos drives to the plate and misses down and in. One ball and two strikes. First have a right-hander up in the bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Hit high in the air to left field. Engelman on the run toward the gap. He will not get there. It falls to the warning track. Engelman takes it on a hop. Fires into the cutoff man. That'll be a double, though, for Lorenzo Cedrola. First extra base hit of the game for the Louisville Bats. Engelman with mouth agape as he was racing after that one. Could not quite get there to get it on the fly, but played it well off the wall. Oh, Time called. We've got something on the infield dirt. Dick Schofield, the third base coach, picks it up, and now we're ready to go. Lingos delivers a called strike to Ronnie Dawson. Dawson has walked and struck out twice. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Next pitch, low and away, 1-1. Runner at second and two down. Aaron Pinto is the right-hander getting loose for the Clippers. Lingos delivers. Line shot up the middle, skips off the dirt, and fielded by Mitch Tolman. They had him played perfectly, right up the gut. Tolman throws to first. Dawson is out. So are the Louisville Bats. They threaten but do not score. Two hits in the seventh. It's stretch time at Huntington Park. Clippers lead Louisville by a 5-1 score.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perrysicecream.com. To find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Ballpark in the minor leagues. Huntington Park, the home of the Columbus Clippers. Louisville back to the bullpen. They go from one former Clipper to another. This time it is left-hander Ross Detweiler. He'll face 3, 4, and 5 for the Clippers. Lavastida, Gonzalez, and Fermin. This trio all reached base during the Clippers' fifth inning. Lavastida had a base hit. Oscar Gonzalez put the Clippers on top with a 3-run homer. Jose Fermin followed with a base on balls, and he would score when David Fry popped his fourth home run of the year. 2-run shot, that made it 5-1, and that's where we stand. Lavastida 1-for-3 with that base hit. He struck out in the first and the third against Luis Castillo. On a rehab assignment, there is a pitch clock violation on Detweiler. He is unhappy about it. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Detweiler still pleading his case to the first base umpire for some reason. He deals and misses outside. 3 balls, no strikes. And he's still asking with his hand out to the side. I'm not sure. What that's about. 3-0. Swung on and popped up first base side. But that will reach the seats. Three-one count now. That is our first pitch clock violation of the game, I believe. And have we had another violation in this series? That's the question. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. And it is outside for ball four. Did not miss by much. So La Vestita is aboard. Well, it's certain. I don't think we've had another violation, but it definitely is the first time since April 15th that we went three games without a pitch clock violation. In fact, I don't think we went back-to-back games without a violation. There's Oscar Gonzalez. First pitch swinging, as is his tradition. He fouls it away. And like most IL hurlers, Detweiler came with something other than the fastball. A one pitch. Swung on and missed. Off speed again. 0-2. Gonzalez now with 6 home runs and 18 runs batted in. Nolan Gorman of Memphis has gotten off to a crazy start with 10 homers. 0-2. Hit on the ground, third base side, and that'll get past Christian Santana. It's a 3-hit game for Oscar Gonzalez. La Vestita moves up to second base. In fact, 3 Memphis Redbirds in the top 4 in home runs. Juan Yepes has 6. Burleson also with 6. No surprise that Memphis leads the circuit with 40 home runs. The Clippers have 34. That's good for second among IL teams, pending the outcome of the Worcester Red Sox game today. 2 on, and nobody out, and the pitch is low and inside to Jose Fermin. Fermin has come to the plate 3 times today, is 0 for 1 with 2 walks and a run scored. The 1-0. Detweiler delivers high and away. Fermin batting 6th today, but it's only his 4th game out of the bottom third of the batting order. Pitch. He takes well wide. Fermin has typically been a bottom third guy along with Mitch Tolman, Ike Freeman on most days. And the bottom third of the Clippers batting order. 7, 8, 9 hitters combined this year have an on-base percentage of .388. They're right there today, 4 out of 9. So it's a little better, in fact, than .388. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Fermin taken the whole way. It's a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Anthony Schlosser has done the math, as he is wont to do. And that group of Clippers, the 7, 8, 9 hitters, are 6th overall in the International League. Fermin takes ball 4 to load him up. 6th best of any grouping of 3 hitters in the order. So your 1-2-3 hitters, your 5-6-7 hitters. For any team, the Clippers 7, 8, and 9 are 6th best in on-base percentage. And they're the only group that includes a 7 hitter of any kind. Everybody else, it's 2-3-4, 1-2-3, 3-4-5. The top 4, in fact, there's only 1 5 hitter in the entire group. So the Clippers 7, 8, and 9 hitters, whoever they may be, are getting on base at a better clip than almost any grouping in the International League this year. And guess who's coming up? Mitch Tolman, who's usually in that group, though he's batting 6th today, and then the bottom third of the order. Mitch Tolman is one of 2 Clippers on the roster today who have not had a plate appearance with the bases loaded. First pitch to him, he swings and misses for strike 1. The Clippers went through the first series plus just miserable with the bases loaded. Couldn't do anything. Then Richie Palacios had a couple of big hits. with the bases loaded. Columbus still looking for their first grand slam of the season. Right now, as a unit, the Clippers hitting 269 with the sacks full. Detweiler has gone walk, single, walk. The pitch taken for a strike at the knees over the outside corner, 0-2. So Detweiler way ahead in the count. Third baseman Christian Santana well off the line and in on the cut of the infield grass. Not a lip. Skanopsic will not have that talk. Here comes the 0-2. Checked his swing and a breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-2. That's the one Detweiler wanted him to chase. Veteran left-hander out there on the mound. The Clippers have him surrounded. Here is the set. And the 1-2 pitch. Went outside again with the fastball that time and just missed the corner, 2-2. Tolman waits. Detweiler deals. And it's lifted in the air to left field. Cedrola chasing to the gap. That ball is off the base of the wall. One run is in. Here comes Gonzalez. Fermin, it will be held at third. It's a two-run double. Mitch Tolman makes it a 7-1 Clippers lead. Pitch up and out over the plate, and Tolman did a nice job going with it the other way. Still two in scoring position now for David Frye. That ball jumped off of Tolman's bat. Infield draws in. Frye homered his last time up. Swings the first pitch and pulls it foul. Outfield in a couple of steps too, trying to guard against a two-run single. Detweiler delivers. Fastball inside corner for a called strike. And he's ahead once again, 0-2. Detweiler, 6'5", 210 pounds out of St. Louis, Missouri. Throws a changeup over but low. 36 years of age. He is the oldest player on either roster. 1-2. Swung on and fouled off the catcher. Sandy Leon. He is the next oldest player at 32 years of age. He is just days older than Fernando Cruz. And a couple of weeks older than Zach Godley. All three of them 32. Clippers don't have anybody anywhere near that. I don't believe there's a 30-year-old on the Clippers roster. 1-2 pitch. Over but low. A couple of 28-year-olds. Ian Jabeau, Jake Jewell, Ben Krauth, and Alex Young. Those are the senior members. 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air to shallow center field. Charging over Friedel toward the gap. Will make the catch. Fermin tagging. Throw comes to third. He will score with a head first dive. Unnecessarily so. But hey, dirty up that uniform, young man. You just made it an 8-1 ball game. Sack fly for David Frye. Tolman stays at second. It's Gavin Collins now. Still only one away for the Clippers in their half of the seventh inning. Aaron Pinto had sat down. He now heads back down to the Clippers bullpen. Righty throwing for Louisville. Detweiler goes to work and a foul ball back makes it 0-1. against Collins, who is 0 for 2 today with a walk. Kyle Zimmer up in the bullpen. He was up yesterday. Did he come in? He had pitched the day before. He was warming up but did not enter the game yesterday. 0-1. Line shot up the middle, knocked bound by Detweiler, and that's going to turn into an infield single. If it gets by Detweiler, Alejo Lopez, the second baseman, might have been on the scene. Detweiler knocked it over toward Taylor Motter, who gloved it and threw on to first, but did not have time to get Gavin Collins. Tolman moves to third on the play. Runners on the corners for Jonathan Engelman. Engelman 0 for 3 tonight. First pitch is swung on, fouled off his leg. Back out onto the field to play. 0-1. Two runs in for the Clippers in this inning. This is another one of those games where Columbus has done a great job taking advantage of free base runners. Five runs scored in the fifth. Two of them were runners who didn't hit their way aboard. Tyler Freeman was hit by a pitch. Jose Fermin walked. In this inning, Lavastida and Fermin both walked and both have scored. 0-1. Swung on and missed. 0-2. One Clippers on top. 0-2 from Detweiler. Up the ladder. Clippers now with 132 runs scored on the season. By my count, that's the best in the International League so far. Time called by the catcher. Jacksonville led them by one coming into play tonight, 125-124. Jumbo Shrimp have scored six runs against Charlotte, so the Clippers currently lead them by one. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Engelman put away, two down, back to the top of the order for Will Benson. Lefty-lefty matchup, so the bats will stick with this one. Columbus, eight runs, eight hits, no errors. Louisville, one run, six hits, and an error. Detweiler trying to get through this seventh inning. Benson takes a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. We'll get you the full International League scoreboard coming up. Brought to you by Huntington Bank, proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. Benson swings and fouls it away, 0-2. So Detweiler, since loading the bases by walking Jose Fermin, has gotten ahead of every single Clippers hitter. Gavin Collins was down 0-1 when he singled, but everybody else has been down 0-2. The bats, by contrast, came in having scored 79 runs, tied for the fewest in the league this year. And they are all by their lonesome in the basement right now. This time, Will Benson calls time. The bats have 80 runs. Gwinnett also had 79, but they have scored six runs, so give them 85. 0-2 pitch. Outside. 1-2. Detweiler drives to the plate and got a swing and a miss for strike three. He K's the final two, but gives up three runs against Columbus on three hits and two men left aboard. 8-1 Columbus as we go to the eighth.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Are you feeling alone and don't know where to turn? Open Arms Counseling understands the struggles that come with life's difficult challenges. They want you to know you are not alone. Open Arms Counseling offers safe and supportive environments so healing can begin. Don't wait. Go to OpenArmsCounseling.com today.
Right-hander Aaron Pinto is on for the Clippers here in the eighth inning. 5'10 right-hander out of West Covina, California. Coming into this year, sported a career earned run average over 85 appearances of 1.86. and a whip of 1.01. 24th round pick by the Guardians back in 2018. And a bad game on April 5th at Lehigh Valley, where he gave up four runs in just a third of an inning, but since then has pitched to a 2.45 earned run average. First pitch here is a fastball off the outside corner to Aleo Lopez. Lopez 0-3. Clippers leading 8-1. They were held in check through the first four innings, but blew up for five runs in the fifth, three more in the seventh. Pinto hits the inside corner for a called strike. 1-1. Promise you the IL scoreboard, and I'm a man of my word. Next pitch fouled away. Bottom of the eighth inning at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Not much offense going. 10 combined hits and just two runs. They both belong to the Memphis Redbirds. Memphis, for all their home run prowess, only 11-10 on the year. 1-2 pitch, high and away, 2-2. Durham, still five games under 500 at 8-13, but they've won a few more recently. Buffalo at Worcester, and the WooSox lead them 7-5. That game in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jacksonville 6-4 leaders at Charlotte. That game in the bottom of the fifth at Truist Field in Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. 2-2 fouled away, a fastball at 92. Norfolk trailing at Gwinnett 6-0. After five innings at Coolray, the Stripers are off to a poor start this year at 8-13. Norfolk was rolling prior to that series against the Durham Bulls. They are still over 500, but now 12-9. Rain delay in St. Paul, but they're just about set to get started. Nashville at the Saints. Cubs and Indians scoreless at Iowa, top of the third inning. Pinto throws the 2-2 pitch, and it is a foul ball. Hit the knob of the bat. Top two in game two of a doubleheader at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. The Rail Riders lead 1-0 against the Iron Pigs. Lehigh Valley spanked him in the first game 11-3. Pinto's 2-2 again. Fouled away. Syracuse with some late offense, got by Rochester 6-4 at Frontier Field. Toledo at Omaha, rained out today. They will have a doubleheader tomorrow at Warner Park. 2-2 pitch, foul to the first base side. So that means the Omaha Storm Chasers are in the midst of a two-week homestand. The Clippers will head to Warner Park next week. take on the Kansas City Royals AAA club. 2-2 again. This one is high and away. Clippers will go to Omaha twice this year. They went twice last year. Payoff. Down and in for ball four. Omaha saw their first year in what they called last year AAA East, but has been renamed and hopefully forever will be back again to the International League. So we're going to refer to 2021 as an IL season as well. So for Omaha, Iowa, St. Paul, and Jacksonville, their first year in the International League a season ago. First pitch to Cordova. Breaking ball swung on, missed after Lopez draws ball four. Man on, nobody out. Alan Cordova is 0 for 3 so far. So with those three Midwest teams joining the International League, two of them moving from the PCL. Cordova fouls away a pitch, 0-2. St. Paul was a team in the Independent League prior to that. So their first year in affiliated ball, joining up with the Minnesota Twins, which makes all kinds of sense geographically. Clippers went to St. Paul once last year. The Saints visited Huntington Park, and they'll come here twice in 2022. 1-2 offering. Breaking ball has good snap, but it's high. Two balls and two strikes. Of course, being teams to the west of Columbus, with the old IL clubs mostly to the east, that means the Clippers are going to see those teams, and that also meant that they're not going to see some very traditional rivals. 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Strike three. The breaking ball from Pinto does away with Cordova. One down and a man aboard for Christian Santana. Santana has driven in the only Louisville run today. Way back in the first inning, he's 1 for 3. So we're seeing a lot of Omaha. We're seeing a lot of the Iowa Cubs. We'll go there twice this year. We're seeing a lot of the St. Paul Saints. And seeing very little of the East Coast teams in the International League. First pitch called, strike to Santana, 0-1. Last year, the Clippers played nobody in the IL North because nobody outside of the IL North, and that's the traditional division, played any of those teams. Six teams spent the entire 2021 season duking it out amongst themselves. That being Rochester, Buffalo, Worcester in their first year, Lehigh Valley, Scranton, and Syracuse. Next pitch. In the dirt, 2-1. Clippers played none of those teams last year. They played a few teams from the old IL South. And then some other new teams that joined the International League from the PCL, Memphis and Nashville. Schedule looks very different this year. Pinto from the belt deals the 2-1 breaking ball strike on the inside corner, 2-2. The Clippers played Nashville and Memphis last year, home and away. This year they won't play Memphis at all, and they won't go to Music City, but Nashville comes here. The 2-2. Ground ball, third base side, it's foul. And the Clippers will not play Gwinnett. They will not play anybody from the old IL South. Gwinnett, Durham, Charlotte, Norfolk. Also from the IL North, there are two teams the Clippers won't see in 2022. The Worcester Red Sox and the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. So we still have not played Worcester over 2 years of being in the same league. Next pitch from Pinto is in the dirt. Got away from Lavastina. He doesn't know where it is. It's out in front of home plate. It was sitting right on the corner of the batter's box in the third base line. I don't know if it sort of blended in on him or what. But as it was, Aleo Lopez takes second base on the wild pitch. Lavastina blocked it. It went in and out of the catcher's mitt. He started looking to the backstop. Yeah, he thought it was behind him. So full count, runner at second, and Pinto delivers. It's fouled away. Now, of course, the International League is a 20-team league now, and the PCL is down to just 10 teams. Major League Baseball is in control of all of that. There are no more league offices, essentially. Major League Baseball took over the minors. So what that means for the future remains to be seen. Again, the payoff. Popped up. Shallow right field. Gonzalez coming in. He'll make the catch, and the runner holds at second. That's out number two. It would make sense to go to three leagues in AAA, three 10-team leagues. PCL would stay as it is. The International League broken up into two different leagues. Of course, it used to have three AAA leagues up until 1998. I think it was the first year that the old American Association was divvied up between the PCL and the International League. The Major Leagues went to 30 teams. Here's the pitch. And it is low and away. Trey Ambergie has a hit and a walk, officially one for two. But if you go to three 10-team leagues and you have the same teams you have right now, somebody kind of gets hung out to dry. Here's a chopper up the middle, stopped by Freeman. Plants and throws to first, in time for the out. That's a nice play by the AAA rookie. One leadoff walk does not come back to bite the Clippers. They put Louisville down quietly in the eighth. We go to the bottom half. It's 8-1 Columbus.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Clippers coming up in the bottom of the eighth inning. Leading 8-1. It'll be 2, 3, and 4 due up. Kyle Zimmer is on to pitch. The 6'3", 225-pound right-hander of San Francisco, California. Tyler Freeman to lead things off. Still hitless in his AAA debut, but he's reached twice and scored once. Fly to center field to end the sixth inning. First pitch swinging, line drive right at the shortstop, Motter. We're out number one. You can't ask for better contact than that. 10 feet to either side. He's got his first AAA hit, but that'll have to wait. And Lavastita to the plate. First pitch to him is a fastball high. to the Clippers catcher. He checks his swing. It's a ground ball. Third base side to Santana. He will fling to first in time for the out. It's bad luck there for Lavastida. That ball stayed fair. Two down for Oscar Gonzalez. First pitch, he swings and misses at a fastball. One to the big man, three hits on the day, two singles and a three-run home run. Took another home run cut there to break the ball, 0-2. Zimmer, ready to go, throws the 0-2 pitch and it's fouled away. Clippers, if they hold on here, go up 3-1 in the series, guaranteed no worse than a split. Zimmer again with the 0-2, misses low and away. Louisville has split one series this year, but they have yet to win one. Clippers have split two and have not lost one. Gonzalez fights another one foul. Fastball at 93. Oki lays down the side. Zimmer fires it and in the dirt. Two count now. Gonzalez had an infield single in the first. That three-run homer put the Clippers on top in the fifth inning. And he singled and scored a run in the seventh. Set by the righty now, the pitch. Shot foul. Talking about the three different leagues, possibility in AAA with 30 teams. If they split it up geographically, Gwinnett's probably going to have to come into the Central League, whatever they call it. They would not be in the same league with Charlotte or Durham or Norfolk, those close-by teams. Gonzalez hits one to the right side, and he's going to beat it out for an infield single. Aleo Lopez went to get it. There was a little bit of confusion over there on the right side. And then when Lopez was finally able to throw, he threw to the covering Zimmer. But by that time, Oscar, speeding up the first baseline, had beaten it out. Alan Cordoba was caught in between. He actually went after the baseball when he should have gone to cover the bag. He didn't get back in time. Four-hit game for Oscar Gonzalez. Breaking ball, called a strike to Fermin, 0-1. Gonzalez joins Fermin as the only Clippers this year with a four-hit game. Fastball, ground ball to the shortstop. Motter's got it. He'll go the short way for the force at second base, and that'll do it for the Clippers in the eighth. Last chance for Louisville coming up after this. We go to the ninth. Clippers lead 8-1.
Exceed your expectations of what makes great paint or stain with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains from Menards. Now all 11% off. With some of the most advanced technology like enhanced UV resistances, dirt shedding protection, and true one coat coverage paint and primer in one. Finding your perfect paint or stain is easy. Get 11% off everything, including Pittsburgh Paints and Stains. Now at Menards. Good through April 30th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Okay, let's start unloading the sod over here.
The grass is always greener when Haruka's Lawn Care does the mowing.
And then we want to get the flower bed started before lunch.
They need a new landscaping designer to keep their budding business growing.
Oh, can we double check the incline here? This one needs to drain this way.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. And Jabot on the pitch for Columbus to try and slam the door here in the ninth, a non-save situation with the Clippers up 8-1. First pitch is out of the zone to Taylor Motter, who is 0-for-2 with a walk today. Louisville scored first, as they have done in three of the four games. But the Clippers have scored most. Louisville's run came way back in the first inning. Ball to strike now as Jabot works on Motter. Here's the pitch. It's hit high in the air and deep to left field. Engelman back at the warning track at the wall. He leaps, but it's off the padding. And that'll be extra bases. Motter cruises into second base. I think Engelman might have mistimed his leap out there and misjudged just how deep the ball was hit. Let's take a look at the replay. Yeah, he took his eye off the baseball and it only hit halfway up. I don't know if he was able to get back there to make the catch on it or not time-wise. But I think when he took his eye off the ball to check and see where the wall was, he lost its flight. Called strike to Chris Oakey. 0-1. Oakey, the catcher, is hit into a double play, singled and flying to right. Jabot delivers. Fastball strike. Seventh appearance for the right-hander. He's 1-0 with a 4.05 earned run average. Three runs on six hits over 6 2/3 innings. He's walked three, struck out seven. Heading the count. He deals. He's fouled straight back. O-2 to the bats, backstop. Bo has his sign, goes into the motion, and there's a slow roller up the middle. Tolman's going to get it, and will fling on the run to first in time for the out. Motter moves up to third. Clippers trailed this game, 1-0 until the fifth, when they put five runs on the board. Oscar Gonzalez had our Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game, a three-run homer. To put them ahead, Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company, and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. One down, a runner at third. The pitch, over but low. Long pause by the righty. Now the pitch. He just missed the outside corner. Fastball registered 97 on the radar gun. Hottest reading for a Clippers hurler today. 2-0. Wide, 3 balls and no strikes. And there's ball four. Chabot walked at nine-hitter Friedel on four straight. That's the third time that Friedel's been aboard today. He walked in the fifth, singled in the seventh. And Louisville now has runners on the corners with one down for Lorenzo Cedrola. Cedrola is the only bat with two hits today. He's 2 for 4, singled and scored back in the first, doubled in the seventh, and was stranded there. First pitch, called strike to him. Jabot stands on the first base side of the rubber, and he delivers at the knees for a called strike. Ian Jabot out of Houston, Texas, 28 years of age, 6'3", 250-pounder. He's pitched in the majors for Tampa Bay, Texas, and Minnesota most recently, a career 5.40 ERA in the bigs. 0-2 pitch, fouled away. Pinwheels that bat around. Grounds this one on the right side. That'll sneak through for a base knock. RBI single for the leadoff man. 8-2 ball game. His third hit of the game. Motter scores. Friedel up to second base. Brings up Ronnie Dawson. First pitch, strike on the inside corner. Go back to work, misses inside. 1-1 count. Game 5 tomorrow, 4:05 first pitch on Saturday. Hopefully we're going to play that one under all sunlight. Next pitch, swung on and missed, 1-2. And the series wrap-up on Sunday will be at 1:05. The pitching matchup, it was supposed to be Connor Overton tomorrow against Tobias Myers, but instead they'll push up Randy Wynn to pitch for Louisville. Dawson swings and misses at the 97-mile-per-hour heat. He's down on strikes. The bats are down to their final out. Leo Lopez to the plate. Adam Scott will start against Graham Ashcraft in the wrap-up. Same matchup as we had in game one. First pitch called, strike to Lopez, 0-1. Next pitch, swung on and missed, 0-2. Clippers one strike away from win number 3 in this series. The pitch, oof, just high. One and two. Lavastina lanes down the sign. Bo has what he wants. Sets chest high, deals, and a check swing foul ball. Cleveland Guardians fans settling in to watch the Game against Oakland tonight. Cleveland Browns fans still waiting for their first NFL draft pick. Not that. 1-2. Hit high in the air to right field. Heading over toward the gap. Oscar Gonzalez ranging back toward the wall, and it's going to fall to the warning track. One run is in. Here comes another. That'll be a two-run double for Aleo Lopez. It was Will Benson that came closest to it when it was all said and done, and Benson was slow to get up out there on the warning track. That ball had some carry to it. Take a look at the replay. It was Benson who lunged at the last moment. He came down a little bit awkwardly. Reached out with that left leg on the last stride. And well, hopefully he's none the worse for wear. Friedel scores, so does Cedrola. And it's a three-run inning here for Louisville in the ninth. First pitch to Alan Cordoba. Swung on and missed. 0-1. Browns traded their second-round pick to the Houston Texans to pick up a third-rounder and a pair of fourth-round picks. Remember, they didn't have a first-rounder. 0-1. Breaking ball, pop foul, out of play. 0-2. Boy, Major League Baseball would love to have a draft event like the NFL has. It's just not the same animal. NFL players that are drafted are going right to the NFL. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's your ball game. Ring-a-ding-ding. Clippers fans, ring your bells. Columbus with an 8-4 win against the Louisville Bats. Got dicey there in the ninth inning, but Ian Jabot nails it down for the Clippers win. Post-game show coming up after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus. You've been listening to Columbus Clippers baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome to the Spectrum Postgame Show. The Clippers get the win tonight against the Louisville Bats. They put together a couple of big offensive innings, and that turned out to be enough. Louisville scored first, as they have done most of this series. Four games, and the Bats have jumped out on top three times. Only once, though, has that turned into a victory for the visitors. In the first inning, Lorenzo Cedrola singled, scored, and came around on Christian Santana's RBI base hit. That was the only run they would score until the ninth inning, when they put three on the board. Meanwhile, the Clippers trailed until the fifth. In that fifth inning, the bullpen was on for the Louisville Bats, a strikeout of the first batter. Then Tyler Freeman reached on a hit-by-pitch. Brian LaVastita had a base hit to put runners on the corners. And then Oscar Gonzalez would put him ahead for good. Swung on and belted. Deep left field. Bye-bye into the bleachers. Oscar Gonzalez has done it again. His sixth home run. That'll get you into the top 10. 18 RBIs now, and the Clippers lead it 3-1. And they would not trail again the rest of the evening. Later on in that inning, David Fry would hit a two-run home run to right center field. That put him up by a 5-1 score. The Clippers would tack on three more runs in the seventh inning. Mitch Tolman had a two-run double, and David Fry had another RBI, this time on a sacrifice fly. Louisville, as I said, would score three runs in the ninth, but would get no closer than the 8-4 final score. So that'll do it here from Huntington Park tonight. Final totals from the yard. Louisville, 4 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and 9 men left on base. The Clippers, 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They stranded 9. The Clippers are now 15-7. The Bats fall to 7-15 on the year. Damar Lopez suffers the loss. He's 0-1. Peyton Battenfield the win. There was no save. 2 hours and 52 minutes to play this one in front of 7,011 here at Huntington Park. Same two teams tomorrow. It'll be an earlier start on a Saturday, just as it was for the first homestand. 4:05 first pitch. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 4 o'clock. I hope you'll be with us. For Kevin Miner back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from Huntington Park. The Bats fall to the Columbus Clippers. The Clip Show, a first-place team with an 8-4 win at Huntington Park. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.